This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Murphy's Law in Japan.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Nothing seems to be going right for Sony. Today, the company delayed the rollout of another product. This time, it's a box that streams TV shows to other gadgets. Sony's already postponed shipping PlayStation 3 in Japan and Europe. Plus, there's the whole laptop battery recall. All this has prompted Japan's trade minister to say he's worried about Sony's technological capabilities. Cell phone companies must be doing something right. A new report says 1 billion cell phones will be sold around the world this year. Rachel Dornhelm has more.
The numbers suggest 1 in 7 people around the world will buy a cell phone this year. Technology research firm IDC made the forecast after the top 5 mobile vendors reported record product sales for the third quarter. IDC analyst Ryan Reith.
Any industry where they can ship any type of device, whether it be widgets or it be handsets, in the quantity of 1 billion is very significant.
Consumers in emerging markets are pushing the trend. Cell sales in India alone could nearly triple this year. Reith says consumers in places like the U.S. used to update their phones every 2 years. Now it's every 18 months.
It's not all phones being lost and phones being broken. It's people saying, you know what, I want that next handset because it can do function A, B, or C that I need, or just because there's still that cool factor.
Reith says there are clear signals 2007 will be another year of explosive growth. I'm Rachel Dornhelm for Marketplace.
It's just a number, but to Wall Street, it's symbolic. The Dow finished above 12,000 for the first time ever. It was up 0.1% to 12,011. The NASDAQ climbed 0.1% to 2340. The S&P 500 gained a small amount to 1366. The World Series is all set. Game 1 tomorrow night pits the Detroit Tigers against the St. Louis Cardinals. It's Detroit's first appearance in 22 years. So Motown is giddy, and so are the merchandisers. Diantha Parker reports.
The Tigers logo is an Old English D, and if history's any guide, you'll soon be seeing a lot more of it. A World Series appearance typically means a jump in sales of team merchandise, and not just locally. Howard Smith is Major League Baseball's vice president of licensing. He points to the case of recent Fall Classic participants.
The Red Sox was the greatest hot market ever. The White Sox was one of the greatest hot markets ever. This will be in the top 5 hot markets.
On the day the Red Sox won the World Series in 2004, MLB.com sold $5 million worth of team merchandise, especially those hats with the letter B. If the Tigers win the series, their Old English D might just be the new Red Sox B. In Chicago, I'm Diantha Parker for Marketplace.
You planning to spend $800 on Christmas this year? A new survey says the average Christmas shopper will pony up $791. That's a good $50 more than last holiday season. 60% of people say they'll be going to department stores. Now keep in mind, this survey comes from the National Retail Federation. This is Marketplace. All right, it's still earnings season. Google offered Wall Street some eye-popping numbers. Third quarter profits almost doubled. One money manager says Google is eating poor old Yahoo's lunch. Earlier this week, Yahoo reported its slowest sales growth in 4 years. Yesterday, Coca-Cola helped push the Dow over that 12,000 mark. It reported a 14% jump in profits. Coke said sales in Europe, especially with the World Cup, helped a lot. Pfizer's earnings were up more than 42 cents a share to $27.68. Third quarter profits were double what they were a year ago. The world's largest drug maker also promised more cost cutting in years ahead. Today we'll get reports from 3M, Caterpillar, and the drug company Merck. The Morning Report comes to you from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com. By the Society for Human Resource Management's Building Profit Through Building People, a new book exploring HR contributions to business, financial, employee, customer, and shareholder success. SHRM.org. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. In case you haven't noticed, it's hockey season again. Yes, the last season just ended in late June, but at least there was a season. 2 years ago, a lockout killed the entire schedule. Last year, the NHL had record attendance and revenue, though. Fans went right back to the game. But compared to other sports leagues, the NHL still has a small fan base. We caught up with NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman. I asked him,
Last year was, as great as everyone was coming back and as well as we were received by the media and the business community, there was always the level of skepticism. How would we relaunch? Would we be able to come back? I think with all of that behind us, there's no longer a need to look back at the lockout, at the relaunch. I think for the first time in a very, very long time, we now have the opportunity to just look forward and look to a bright future. And I think that's exciting for the game and for our fans.
Well, I've read that you started a new thing where one player from each team will be on a committee to have some input about marketing the league. Why did you do that, and what's the goal with that?
Actually, that was an effort spearheaded by the Players Association, who for a very long time, too long, was adversarial in everything that we were trying to do for the game. But now that we're partners in this new economic system, the players feel vested and invested in the game, and they wanted to make sure when it came to marketing and promoting the game that we were getting the support we were needing from the players at the club level, and making sure that the players on an individual basis are doing the types of things that will help reach out to our fans, reach out to the business community, and help grow the game.
The NHL doesn't have the same exposure television-wise that the other sports leagues do. Is there something about the game that makes it less suitable for TV?
Well, I think our exposure, your point is right with respect to some national coverage, which has been improving. But probably the thing that will impact us over time the greatest, particularly as there's more of a mass market, is high-definition television. Because in addition to greater clarity, and people who aren't familiar with the game say it's hard to watch on TV because you can't see the puck. Not really true when you understand the game, but HDTV does remedy that problem. But perhaps most importantly is the wide aspect ratio. What that means is HDTV is more horizontal than traditional television, and our game is very, very fast, played horizontally. And while HDTV probably makes the television viewing experience for everything more enjoyable and better, the biggest impact probably on anything, movies, sports, anything, is probably on hockey because of the way you can now see the game.
All right, Gary, thanks a lot.
Hey, great to be with you.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.